The first Easter day, according to the Gospel of John, begins in darkness, both literally and metaphorically. It begins in the silence of grief. It dawns in the darkness of a tomb. I had my own stories of dark moments and silence of grief. I lost my youngest sister in 1996 on the day before Christmas when I was still living in the Philippines. I lost my dad in 2015. In January of this year, I lost my father-in-law, Judy's dad. In each of these dark moments of my life, death became a tearing away and a tearing apart, a dark and a sinister cloud coming on in the full heat of the day. Terence Kline says, and I quote, "Death does not tenderly receive our dead. It does not treasure who they have been and what they have done. No, the death we know is an indiscriminate storm. It sweeps away a whole world which a love once formed." End of quote. For Mary Magdalene, everything had been swept away. Mary Magdalene arriving at the tomb on that first Easter, and she arrived early while it was still dark. Mary Magdalene must have felt crushed when she found the empty tomb empty. Disappointment, fear, grief, all of this darkness covering her in those days, which was a potent storm of emotions that threatened to drown her. I cannot imagine the courage it took her to go in the dark to that tomb. Think that for a second. A tomb that would have been and should have been guarded by soldiers. That very soldiers that saw Jesus and his followers as enemies of the state. And they will do everything they can getting rid of them in whatever way was most expedient. Mary Magdalene's world was shattered by the crucifixion of Jesus. And now even his body seemed lost to her. She tells Peter and the other disciples, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they laid him." This moment, church, encapsulates the essence of Mary Magdalene's darkness moments. Grief, confusion, tremendous loneliness, unanswered questions, and even fear. Life often feels this way. Loss of a loved ones, loss of a dream, loss of relationships, loss of certainties. Leaves us all disoriented. Like Mary Magdalene, we find ourselves extremely confused. And we struggle by the tension between what we know of God's goodness and faithfulness on the one hand, and on the other hand, the pain and the suffering that we experience. I tell you, that was so hard to balance that tension when I had that shared moments of darkness of my life, when I could not even comprehend why is it that this is happening to me. And I'm sure you'll have that share of questions to God. For the pain is indeed real. It coexists with the truth that God is still at the work on the one hand, but at the same time, the realities of the pain, darkness, loss, and grief on the one hand. As someone says, and I quote, we live in the tension of these two truths, that light can hurt on the one hand, but on the other hand, God is not done writing his story yet. Amen? In our darkest times, we can hold fast to the reality that Jesus is alive. And his resurrection power is still unfolding in the midst of all the things that are happening in our lives and in our world today. The disciples too were in darkness. Gospel of John reveals that they do not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Despite walking with Jesus all the 3.5 years of his earthly life, they still could not figure out God's salvific plan. And today we have the Bible, we have the scripture before us, yet many of us still struggling to live in the light of what the scripture says. Darkness often persists because we fail to anchor ourselves in the truth that Jesus has overcome it. Friends, when we were in the midst of darkness, it's not the end of the story. Amen? Because this narrative shifted in verse 11. As Mary lingers at the tomb, weeping, peering inside, she sees two angels, and then turning around, encounter Jesus. And though she does not recognize him at first, this was the moment that marks the transition between darkness, or from darkness to dawn. A gradual awakening to the reality of the risen Lord. See, here everything changes when Jesus says, Mary. And hearing Jesus calling her name, she responded, Rabboni. Reflecting a personal and transformative encounter at that moment in time. Imagine Mary Magdalene hearing this tender voice from Jesus, a tone that she heard before, breaking through her self-sufficiency. And suddenly she heard this, her name being called by the one that she came to bury, to give the proper final burial, where she had lost all her hope, all her joy. And all of a sudden she heard his voice. And now she's been ready to take charge, saying, I will take him away, in verse 15. But Jesus showed her that the work was already done. Dawn arrives when we hear his call and respond, trusting that he's alive to our pain and to our loss. Friends, darkness may have its hour. I'm sure some of you have experienced that. Darkness moments, they have its hour, but it won't have the final word. Amen? Judas had his hour. Pilate had his hour. The cross had its hour. Even the tomb had its hour. But every hour ends. Can we hear amen, church? Every hour change or ends, because darkness is not the end of the story. Darkness cannot overcome the light. And darkness that we are all experiencing might be just a prelude to dawn. Are you with me, church? The darkness that you and I are experiencing right now is but a preparation for us for the dawn that is about to come. John's gospel of the first Easter culminated in living out the resurrection. In daylight, as Jesus, in verse 17, commissioned Mary Magdalene when he said, "Go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Wow. This was the Mary Magdalene that went to the tomb while it was still dark. And she was still the same Magdalene, but no longer the same. For this Mary Magdalene, out of obedience, telling to the all disciples in verse 18 that she had seen the Lord. She became the first witness of the resurrected Jesus. By the way, it was a woman, not a man. The first witness of the resurrection story. See, church, this shift from darkness to dawn to daylight reveals a mission for you and for me. This is not just something that is historically embedded in our scripture. This is something that we hold on even now. That you and I had been in the darkness moments of our lives. But Jesus is telling us today, even now, that is not the end of your story or my story. And that will never define who you are and whose you are as God's people. Because for Mary Magdalene, she moved from the darkness to dawn and to daylight. That is her resurrection story. And that is our resurrection story as well. She moved from confusion to clarity, from grief to mission, because Jesus met her where she was. Isn't that amazing? Jesus met Mary Magdalene where she was at the darkest moments of her lives. And that is Jesus' promise for you and for me today on this glorious Easter. He does that the same for you and for me. He will meet you and me in all of the darkness moments of our lives, in whatever forms or shapes or messiness. For life's darkness moments are not the end of the story. Jesus is indeed alive. Amen? And he is still writing his story in and through us. And so when you find yourself in darkness, when you find yourselves in silence of grief, and literally you feel like you're in a tomb, remember, it's early yet in eternity. Darkness does not have the final word. Jesus does, for he is alive. Hope is alive. That is the power of resurrection. And that is the gift that the Lord is giving us even now. As we face life's challenges, as we encounter the most darkness moments of our lives, take refuge knowing that Mary Magdalene had been there. And so can you. As we prepare our hearts and our lives today to enter into this holy mystery, Jesus invites you to meet him, for he is meeting you where you are and leading you from darkness to dawn and to daylight. Let us pray. We find ourselves like Mary Magdalene at the very early dawn of the day, confused, in grief. All things seems lost. All seems very dark. And yet, you reminded us in your word today that was not Mary Magdalene's end of the story. From the darkness of her life and ours, you led her to a deeper encounter of living out the resurrection story. You moved her from confusion to clarity, from grief to mission. And so too, for us today. Help us, O God, to always claim the promise that darkness does not have the final word. That all the struggles and pains and tribulations in our lives will not define who we are. And to reclaim again and again the hope that we find in your resurrection. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. In the name of the Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said.